interested in bhakti. He was always interested to read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, like that. Although he was a very brilliant personality, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is a very brilliant man. Although he did not spend much time in his academics, in his studies, but he was always the topper. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he was always the topper in studies, but he was not interested. That means his abilities of comprehension, they are so sharp. And we are also telling, morning, that he was born in Puri, in a holy place, Jagannath Puri, and he was born to great devotee parents. And every year there is Radha Yatra in Puri. When Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was only infant, was just 6-8 months old, that was the time of Radha Yatra in the year, and the Radh came their house, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, which is now converted into a Gaudiya Mat, Chaitanya Gaudiya Mat, that was the birthplace of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj and the residence of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So the Radh came there, and mysteriously the Radh was not moving. Jagannath does these pastimes many times. It's not unusual. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, and it was Radha Yatra, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go behind the cart, Jagannath cart doesn't move forward, because Jagannath is looking for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where is he? So he stops until he comes forward, and again then the Jagannath will be. So these things for mundaners, materialistic people, but devotees, it is not a surprising thing for devotees to understand, because there is reciprocation between Lord and his devotees. If Prabhupada was having desires and dreams, and the devotees were seeing that they were coming to pass, they were coming to happen one after the other, and they could see that this man is not ordinary, whatever he says. And then within a period of time, that's there. So devotees could see that Prabhupada, and also by his life and activities, how Prabhupada was spending his life, just sleeping only 2 hours a day, and his enthusiasm was never on the wane. He was always enthusiastic. That is the nature of spiritual life. Spirit is by nature blissful. So devotees are never tired or exhausted. Their enthusiasm is always rising. Because that is the nature of Anandam Buddhivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Aswadhanam. That is the nature of spiritual life. That's how you recognize the devotees also. Devotees are not moody people. Devotees, whatever the circumstances are, they just want somehow to go on. Sometimes it may be encouraging, it may be discouraging, sometimes it may be favorable, unfavorable, but devotees can never be, they are always, actually they become more enthusiastic. When circumstances are not favorable, they become more enthusiastic, because they want to work hard. So devotees generally don't complain. They see everything as an opportunity and they want to mold every occasion to push on with their Krishna consciousness. So the Rad stopped. Generally, the Radhayatra, generally, it's only the starting point and ending point of Jagannath Radhayatra in Puri. It's only 2 kilometers route, because the chariots are very big, very heavy. Not like our mechanized chariots. Literally, thousands of people have to pull so heavy chariots and 3 chariots. Nevertheless, the distance is only 2 kilometers from Neelachal to Gundicha, or Jagannath Mandir to Gundicha Mandir, 2 kilometers. So generally by late evening. But if Jagannath wants to have pastimes, which he did many times with many devotees, and Radha will take 2 days, that means so many hours. 2 days means like little, they stop by night, the Radha will not be pulled beyond 7, 8 o'clock, they stop. Wherever the place the Rad reaches, they will stop the Rad, and then Pujaris will take care of the Lord, and the next day everybody again gather and then take the Lord to the Gundicha temple. So anyway, this year, when Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was born, some of the Rad stopped in front of his house. And they did not understand why this, why that, and all that. You know, they could not. Already 3 hours were over, and Radha was not moving. They don't know what is the problem. Everything was all right. People, enough people were there, and there was no technical problem with the Radha. But still, Jagannath is independent. Jagannath is. So he is waiting for this child to come out, and he wants the world to know who is this child. So when the Radha was staying for 3 hours, then Bhagavati Mataji, the mother of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, she thought, Jagannath is very merciful now, the Radha is standing, let me take my child to get the blessings of Jagannath. And she took that 8-month-old baby, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was the magistrate of Puri at that time. He was a big officer. And he was a very efficient officer. He was very respected. And the magistrate was like DC, collector. So when the wife came, everybody facilitated VIP, and she went up there. And then she laid down the baby on the, you know, at the feet of Jagannath. And this boy, as he knows everything, he stretched his hand and wanted to touch Jagannath. How can an 8-month-old child will be just doing like this? Like that. Then he is like a liberated soul. He is. And he touched it. And then immediately Jagannath's garland, it fell on the baby's neck. And Mother Bhagavati, she understood that this is the chosen child for whom we were praying. And then from childhood all the symptoms were there, that he is born to do this spiritual mission. And then we also told for people who did not hear the Telugu class in the morning, although he was only 2 years old, but he was like a very mature person. The father just wanted to tell him, like any child, he took a mango and he was trying to squeeze a ripe mango. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he came and he just, as a matter of instruction, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself did not take it seriously. He told the child, no, first you have to offer to Krishna and then, why did you do like that? And 2-year-old boy, then for his lifetime he did not eat mangoes. Then you can understand that how he was actually very mature. So like Prahlad Maharaj only 5 years old, but he was a Haribhakta, very, not afraid of anybody, and always Krishna conscious, and not being affected or tempted or interested in the material world. So many times people think, why devotees, all their life they live like that. Only people who are living like that, they understand why they are living like that. So there is also a life, relationship with Krishna, and devotees have no interest in meaningless activities, petty activities, miserable activities. Devotees always want to. So the outside world cannot understand devotees, and devotees cannot sympathize with outsiders, why they are living in Maya. This world is so a painful, miserable, horrible place. Why people are just, they are so comfortable in material life. Devotees always want to live in, what is it, as we told a few days, in, what is that consciousness? Waiting room consciousness. Devotees are not interested in anything, just you are in the waiting room or the railway station. You are waiting for your train, not interested in what is going on in the room. So, this is called spiritual consciousness, that is called material consciousness. Devotees are attached to Krishna, not surprising that they are not interested in anything else. And materialistic people, because it is hard for them to understand, they have so many desires, so they cannot live like them. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, as he was called Vimal Prasad, Vimala Devi, is like Devi. Vimala Devi. So they considered his birth as Prasad, the Devi has given the child. So he was named Vimal Prasad. Only when he was 7 years old, he could memorize the entire Bhagavad Gita and also he was known as Srutidhar. And if he hears once, he can remember it for life. He was a Naishtika Brahmachari. He never thought about family life in his mind. And as a student, he was so bright. And he was always finding very effective solutions. People study mechanically, several subjects, exams and like that. But he was a brilliant person and he was always like finding solutions, not just a student. Just like I was remembering Steve Jobs, is the Apple. Is one of the beginners of the Apple company, who are very leading in digital gadgets. This Apple company proprietor Steve Jobs, when he was a student, he was a very poor man. and he was going to Hare Krishna temple because they give free food on Sundays and like that. He was going all the way. He wrote, when I was a student, because I don't have enough money, I was going for food in Hare Krishna temple. And later, his three jobs, he was not interested in different subjects. Generally, when you want to do something, triple E, this and that, but he was only interested in computers. So he left college and he wanted to be on his own doing according to his, I should create this, that, and that's how he did all that. So similarly, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, he was not interested in formal education. For him, it is like a simple thing. So even as a child, everybody recognized his abilities and they gave him the title Siddhanta Saraswati. Saraswati means master of learning, one who is blessed by Saraswati. So they call him, he's like a blessed by Saraswati, they call him Saraswati. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, that name was given to him. That was conferred by his very senior professors and that. And he was only a child. Seeing his brilliance, he was more intelligent than his professors and all that. So immediately they gave him the title. His efforts were towards bhakti, and he was very good at mathematics, Sanskrit, and astronomy. He was very good. So that's called Siddhanta, Surya Siddhanta, and things like that. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So he was a very learned man, and he was very expert in mathematics, and Sanskrit, and astronomy. But his interest was only in bhakti. He could have become anything and made money like anything. Not interested. And because of his abilities, the Tripura king, the king of Tripura, he appointed him as his Raj Purohit to write some history books and like that. And not only that, when he saw the erudition of Bhakti Siddhanta, he requested him to teach his child mathematics and Sanskrit like that. King of Tripura, giving such fat salary. And Bhakti Siddhanta, he was teaching the son, and the son started becoming, although he was a prince, he was losing interest in, and he wanted to become a devotee, and then parents, they became very scared. My God, so they said, we will give you full salary. You can be relieved from your job, and you take full salary, because you are a very learned man. They don't want to offend him or insult him. But that means indirectly, he was trying to avoid him teaching his son. Where his son may become a renunciant and go away, and who will look after the whole kingdom, you know? So very expertly said, you want to preach and all that, kindly be free to preach, and we'll give you full salary, you take it, and then. But Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, he believed in Krishna more than this kind of salaries. And he took that salary for a few months. Generally, when you leave a job, depending on your salary, they give you pension. 50,000, they give you what percent, something like that. But the Tripura king said, with full salary, you just go. As a respecting man like that. Then he took it for 2-3 months and said, I don't need. He knows that when preaching is there, everything will happen. He has that faith. So that was his, sometime he spent as Rajguru and a teacher to the prince of Tripura. And Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was digging the land for laying foundation to a building construction, then the Kormadev deity, Kormadev, that means tortoise incarnation, in Andhra, Srikakulam, that's one of the famous places, Kormakshetra is there, tortoise, not many temples are there. So he got a deity of Kormadev, it came out of there. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he delegated the worship of Kormadev, because Kormadev in Sagar Mandhan, right in the ocean, in the water it is difficult to remain stable, and such huge sangram between asuras and devatas, and so much poison was coming out. Because Lord incarnated as Kormadev, everything went on properly. Similarly, the beginnings of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was worshipping Kormadev. So, the result that he became very steady, strong devotee. Foundations very strong. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, now, when he was 26, his father, everybody needs a guru in life, so that you go with guidance and you make proper advancement, and you have a joyful relation and things like that. So Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur was a very great devotee and scholar himself. For a son like Bhaktisiddhanta, who was very brilliant, so he wanted to himself suggest him. He knows the available Vaishnavas, who is what. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur suggested Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, you take initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was a Siddha Purush. Siddha Purush means is completely liberated, is completely spiritual person. Then he has no, he sees everything is going on all right. Uttam Bhagavat. Uttam Bhagavat means he doesn't need any need for preaching and all that. So he was on the platform. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told Bhaktisiddhanta, you take initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, as I told you, is embodiment of Vairagya. Because he was a very great devotee. So he was completely very renounced. In those days, there were no organized institutions like ISKCON and publications and like that. So a great devotee means very renounced, Vairagya. Prabhupada, he introduced Yukta Vairagya. That means, for preaching you may have all these facilities, but your personal life, you remain renounced and simple. For preaching you may live in places and you may travel and all that. But otherwise, your life is very simple. A staunch devotee, he knows how to make a balance. He is not tipped off by wealth and followers and facilities. Actually, when you do sadhana properly, daily, on a daily basis, in Kali Yuga, if anybody wants to remain a good devotee, it is based on your day-to-day life. It's not that one can remain a devotee by intelligence, but daily you seriously practice the principles given by the spiritual master. Prabhupada has already said, Prabhupada said, whoever is following him, staying in ISKCON, their day from 3:30 to 10:30, they should spend their day like that. And if anyone sincerely follows that, you will not be a victim to Maya, become attracted to material allurements and fall down. So you have to take this seriously. So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was a very renounced man, because it's not that he was running an institution or preaching and like that. He was a Siddha, Purush. And so what was his lifestyle? He was not staying in any house on the bank of Ganga in Bengal. He was staying under a tree, whether it is winter, summer, or he did not care for any real residence. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was so renounced. He is actually a Siddha. If he wants anything, will just come. But he was not accepting any service from the Lord. He is staying under a tree. And what he will eat, what he will wear, he is wearing clothes from the dead bodies. The people, dead bodies in the smashan, they put white clothes, they take out the old clothes. Just he will get one or two clothes and then nobody will wear like that. Gaur Kishore Babaji, he was not going to any house for cloth or like that. He will go to smashan and find some rags there, and he will just cover his body. And what was he eating? He was staying under a tree, wearing clothes which are left by in the burial ground. And he was eating only rice soaked in Ganga water. And he will put some namak. That was his food daily. So rice he was not cooking because he was not interested. Just he bring some rice here and there, and he soak them, and then he put little salt and eat it. That was his food. Very austere. And he was not getting any parts, whatever thrown away, broken parts. He will manage with that. So his life was like that. And this Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was very aristocratic, very scholarly. And then he had to accept a guru who was completely like that. And he went to, because his father told him, so he had complete faith. Because father himself was a very great devotee. Then he decided, whatever my father decided for me, that I have to do. Because my father is a very great devotee, he cannot be wrong. So he went to ask Diksha from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. This man is a Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and he is just Babaji Maharaj, all the time chanting, nothing more. No big reading and all that. He's a Siddha. He cannot stay a minute without, a second without chanting Hare Krishna. And then he went and requested him, kindly make me your disciple. Then what did he say, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj? He said, unless Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaurangadeva tells me, he was not interested in followers and disciples. Unless Gauranga Mahaprabhu tells me, I cannot accept anyone as a disciple. That means it is very mystical. Will God come and tell you, please accept me as a disciple? Not generally, but it will. I will find out from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. If he gives me permission, I will accept him as a disciple. That's so how some time was passed. And he came back again. And this is, you know, I forgot to ask in my bhajan and in my absorption. It did not come to my mind to ask about you. Another 3 months gone. Third time he came again. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj approached Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj again. And this is what he said. You are such a big scholar and all that. This is an obstacle for spiritual life. You feel you are special and your thinking will be on a different plane. I don't want to have disciples like you. After 1 year, you are saying, I cannot take care of my disciples because you are such a learned man. I don't want a disciple like you. Bhaktisiddhanta, he did not become discouraged. He remembered an incident from Ramanujacharya's life. Ramanujacharya similarly wanted Diksha, and 18 times he was rejected. That time he was going by walk from Srirangam to Kanchipuram. He'll go for Diksha and he'll say something, rejected 18 times. But he has already decided in his heart to accept someone. So similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta, said, if I have to live, I have to accept you as my guru. Otherwise, I have no meaning to my life. I will drown in Ganga and die. You decide. If I have to live, I have to take Diksha from you. Otherwise, I don't want to live. And then he started walking towards Ganga. And then this man, Siddha Purush, he called, please come. He never allowed anyone to touch his feet. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, these are all sinful people, materialistic people. But to Bhaktisiddhanta, because he has understood his Vairagya, and he himself will put his feet on the head of Bhaktisiddhanta. Others he will not allow even to touch his feet. That means he loved Bhaktisiddhanta, he has such full blessings, the Guru Maharaj's blessings on Bhaktisiddhanta. So that's how things happen in life. Next time. We will continue again tomorrow also. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Tirobhav Dino Sati Di Ki Simha Guru Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Ki.